Good afternoon, everyone. I call this meeting of the Senate Education Committee to order. It is 3:44 p.m. here on Wednesday, February 4th. We are meeting in the Belts Committee Room here in the beautiful State Capitol Building located in the heart of Juneau. For those who have joined us here in the room, if you could please mute your cell phones, I'd greatly appreciate it. For today's meetings, documents have been uploaded to BASIS. They are also been distributed to members, and some additional copies are available for folks right there by the door. Members present today is Vice Chair, Senate President Mr. Stevens. We have Senator Keel, Senator Bjorkman, Senator Yount, and myself, Senator Lukey, Gail Tobin. Please let the record reflect we do have a quorum to conduct business. I want to thank Zachary from the Juneau LIO for moderating today's meeting and Mary Gwen, as always, for documenting today's meeting. On the agenda today, we will have the first hearing of Senate Resolution 4 honoring the 250th anniversary of the United States. We will also have the second hearing for Senate Bill 204 related to substitute teaching and the qualifications for school board members. We will be taking invited testimony on both agenda items. Senate Resolution 4 will also include public testimony. If you would like to include your comments, please call the following teleconference numbers. From Anchorage, 907-563-9085. From Juneau, it's 907-586-9085. And from all other locales, it's 1-844-586-9085. You can also testify from your local legislative information office or email your public testimony to senate.education@akleg.gov. That's senate.education@akleg.gov. All right, we're going to take a quick brief at ease here for one moment. And we're back on the record here in Senate Education. First up is Senate Resolution Number 4, sponsored by Senator Kathy Tilton. She is joined by her staff mate, Heath Hilliard, and they are here to present the resolution. If you could please join us here up at the Senate Education table, if you would identify yourselves for the record and begin your opening remarks at your leisure.
Senator Kathy Tilton, House District M.
And Madam Chair.
Oh, House. I said House. Darn it. I knew I was going to do that. Madam Chair, please forgive me. Senator Kathy Tilton from Senate District M, which is in the Matsu.
And Madam Chair, for the record, Heath Hilliard, staff to Senator Tilton.
I knew I'd do that. Well, let's get started. Thank you, Chair Tobin and Vice Chair Stevens, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Senator Kathy Tilton, and I do represent House District. Senate District. And we're going to do this the whole time, you guys. I'm going to get used to this one day. And I am the prime sponsor of Senate Resolution 4. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to present today. Senate Resolution 4 is a simple resolution, but it's a meaningful measure that honors the monumental milestone in our nation's history, the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. As we approach July 4th, 2026, this is called the semi-quincentennial, which is a fun word to say. It offers a unique chance for reflection, celebration, and education about the principles of freedom, democracy, and self-governance that define America. Briefly, I'll outline the resolution really quick. I know all of you can read, so I won't go into it specifically. But in the first, whereas, it acknowledges that the Declaration of Independence proclaimed the birth of a new nation founded on liberty and equality. And then what goes on to say that the United States has grown to include 50 states, with Alaska proudly joining as the 49th state in 1959. Alaska has contributed immensely to the nation's defense, economy, and cultural heritage. And the anniversary is an opportunity to reaffirm our commitments to the founding fathers. So the resolving clauses in the resolution say, be it resolved by the Alaska Senate that we recognize and commemorate the 250th anniversary, encouraging all Alaskan communities, organizations, and especially schools and educational institutions to participate in events programs and teaching that highlight our shared history and urge the integration of civic education with the founding principles into the curriculum that will inspire future generations. And that is why this resolution is in education committee, because we are encouraging the civic education specifically for schools all across Alaska. And we're not asking for any funding for this. It is not mandated. There are programs already enacted through America250.org, which is provided for the educators. They're also doing a lot of initiatives, one of them being Our American Story, where you can submit stories written from kindergarten through 12th grade and even older adults. Submit your stories of America and the history and how you feel about America. There's also another program called America's Field Trip, and this is a field trip that children write their stories about, and those stories are looked at and they make decisions. They can win prizes, and one of the prizes is they get to go to Washington, D.C. So very fun and not anything that costs the states any money. So also in your packet, you'll see that there are NCSL and CSG and other organizations that the legislature belongs to are also doing other things to help encourage the celebration of our semi-quincentennial. Lastly, I would just say that the sponsor statement just states that it's commemorative. It is talks about federalism. It involves civic engagement and education. So with that, Madam Chair, I believe SR4 unites Alaskans in celebration and strengthens our commitment to the education as a pillar of democracy.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Tilton. I do know that there are some advocates right here at this dais who are strong supporters of civic education in our public schools. Are there any questions from committee members? President Stevens.
Can't let this pass without a comment. I really appreciate, Senator, what you've done. But the shocking thing of the Institute of Citizen Scholars is that just one in three Americans would pass a citizenship test. We are doing a very poor job, and Alaska's near the bottom, right?
Right. Thank you, Senator Stevens, for that through the chair. I just was looking online, and it's funny when you're kind of scrolling through your Facebook feed, and there was a test from Hillsdale College on what do you really know about the Declaration of Independence? What do you know about the Constitution? What do you know about the history of our nation? And I was kind of curious about myself and how well I would do, and I did go on there, and I wasn't as good as I think I could have been. So it is a sad thing to think about, that especially our younger generations, we're losing that kind of historical knowledge.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Any additional questions from committee members? Seeing none, I see that you do not have any invited testifiers. Is there anything that you would like to say, Mr. Hilliard?
No, ma'am. I was, Madam Chair, no. I was here to support the boss.
Excellent. Well, we will now move on to public testimony. I now open public testimony for Senate Resolution 4. Is there anyone here in the room who wishes to testify? Seeing no one and seeing no one online, I'm now going to close public testimony. Any final comments from committee members? Seeing none, President Stevens.
Madam Chair, I move to report Senate Resolution 4, Work Order 34-LS1294/A from the Senate Education Committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Without objection, Senate Resolution 4, Work Order 34-LS1294/A, as in Anchorage, is reported from the Senate Education Committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. Please stay behind the meeting to sign the committee report. Brief at ease. And we're back on the record here in Senate Education Committee. We will be holding Senate Bill 204 for a later date. Once again, if you have any amendments you wish to consider, any additional considerations you'd like to include in legislation, please work with our office and the bill's sponsor. As there is no other items on the agenda today, this concludes our work for this afternoon. The Senate Education Committee will be meeting, or excuse me, Senate Education Committee meeting for Friday, February 6th has been canceled. Our next meeting will be a joint meeting with the House Education Committee on Monday, February 9th, to hear from school board members and students across Alaska. I apologize profusely. That meeting is at 8 a.m. in the Davis Committee Room, room 106. It's going to be an early morning for us here on the Senate Education Committee. At that meeting, we will hear from members of the Association of Alaska School Boards. They will be joining us for their annual legislative fly-in, which is from February 7th to February 10th. As there is no other meeting before us today, I will adjourn today's Senate Education Committee at 3:55 p.m.